Welcome to Grammar Lab, where we untangle the wonderful complexities of the English language. Today's episode is a homophone hurdle. That's words that sound the same but have different meanings and spellings. Can you distinguish between metal, 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 and metal? Keep listening to find out. Let's dive in, starting with metal. Spelt M-E-D-A-L, it refers to a small, often round piece of metal that is given as an award or worn as a symbol of honor.
Right. Medals are what you see athletes winning at the Olympics. Did you know the word medal originates from the mid-16th century, coming from the French word médaille?
I didn't, Jack. Now, the effort to win a medal can show a person's mettle, spelt M-E-T-T-L-E, which means someone's ability to cope well with difficulties or to face a demanding situation in a spirited and resilient way.
That's true, Abby. Mettle came to English in the early 17th century from metal. Historically, it was used interchangeably with metal to denote material from which one is made, figuratively speaking.
Excellent point. And while we're on the topic of metal, let's spell it out, M-E-T-A-L. It refers to a solid material, typically hard, shiny, and with good electrical and thermal conductivity, like iron or gold.
Metals have been crucial throughout history, from the Bronze Age to modern electronics. Metal comes from Latin metallum, which means mine or quarry.
We've covered metals for honor, metal for character, and metal for elements. But don't mix them up with metal, spelt M-E-D-D-L-E, which means to interfere in or busy oneself unduly with something that is not one's concern.
Perfect example being, it's best not to meddle in other people's affairs. In fact, meddle appeared in late Middle English and derived from the old French word meddler, based on Latin miscere, meaning to mix.
Interesting. How about we do a little quiz, Jack? I'll give you a sentence with the word blank, and you fill it in with the correct word. The detective's instinct was not to blank in the lives of suspects unless it involved the case.
Easy. That's meddle. It's not a detective's job to interfere where they shouldn't.
Now your turn to challenge me.
All right. When her courage was tested, everyone saw her true blank, and it was inspiring.
That would be mettle. It's all about the spirit within. There you have it, listeners. The homophones mettle, 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 and mettle. Similar sounding, but vastly different.
Just remember, medals are awards, metal is interference, metal is an element, and metal is your inner strength.
If you have questions that you would like for us to answer on future episodes, please get in touch at grammarlab@pagepods.com. Our email address is also in the show notes.
If you like the show, be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast app and consider leaving a review so that others can learn more about us.
To stay up to date on the latest episodes and for show transcripts, subscribe to our newsletter at the link in the show notes or email us. Thanks for tuning in to Grammar Lab, where words come to play and learn. Until next time.
Keep on speaking and writing clearly, folks. Goodbye.